Welcome to our latest podcast, based this time on one of Peter Wade's Morecambe-Olger series and discovering Morecambe's Tower, built in 1909 but not fully opened until 1912. Morecambe's Towering Attraction, Morecambe-Olger 295. Around the year 1900, there was an outbreak of tower building up and down the Lancashire coast. This began with Blackpool Tower in 1894, modelled, of course, on the 300-metre, 984-foot Eiffel Tower in Paris, which had been built for the 1889 exposition. At 159 metres, or 519 feet, Blackpool Tower became the tallest structure in the country, and remained so until the Post Office Tower was built in London in the 1960s. Below was the famous Tower Circus and Tower Ballroom of Strictly fame, and designed by Frank Matcham. There were, though, rivals to Blackpool's crowning tower, one actually taller, the 189-metre, 621-foot tower built at New Brighton in 1900. However, the New Brighton Tower wasn't to last. It fell into decay during the Great War and was demolished in 1921. Morecambe too made a bid in these tower wars. The Morecambe Tower Company Limited was formed in 1898 with plans for a modest 232-foot or 71-metre structure. What it lacked in height, it made up for in elegance and exoticism. A spiral trackway made its way round and up an easy gradient from a base 150 feet or 46 metres in diameter to a platform and refreshment room 52 feet 16 metres across at the top. An electric tram and hydraulic lift were to provide an easy ascent, passing an oriental marketplace on the way of bazaars and buffets attended by staff in exotic costumes. Below the tower structure was a ballroom and concert pavilion with more traditional sideshows and concert parties in the grounds. Exotic towers and minarets dotted the tower's main facade, while India was the inspiration for the outside pavilions. In the event, the tower structure never reached its planned height, with various excuses offered. Sandy soil that couldn't support its weight, an economic downturn following the Boer War, and the need for steel for the Great War. The opening of the tower even proved uncertain. After a false start in 1909, it reopened in Easter 1912 under new management and in 6 inches of snow. With no heating, the audiences made do with overcoats, rugs and cushions. Once in its stride, the tower proved very popular. Outside, there were brass band concerts and fresh faces in the concert parties. George Formby was one making an early appearance at the tower. Music hall and variety artists included Vesta Tilley, George Robey, Little Titch, Flanagan and Allen, and Florrie Ford. Dame Nellie Melba gave a celebrity concert. Musicals included Bittersweet, Choo Chin Chow, Rose Marie, The Desert Song, and White Horse Inn. There were ice shows and roller skating. The tower was home to conferences and Morecambe's Music Festival, as well as finding a new role as the Gaumont Cinema. The Gaumont was demolished around 1960 to make way for Morecambe Bowl, now Buzz Bingo. The Tower Ballroom is still fondly remembered as a leading venue for old-time ballroom dancing in the Northwest. Its sprung floor was much admired, while its lighting, variously described as mystic or carnival lanterns, was provided by Adam Brooks' kaleidoscope globes. A version of the mirror ball, these were named after the tower's long-standing manager, Harold Rupert Vivian Addenbrooke, one of many to have held the title Mr. Morecambe over the years. Two less ambitious towers topped and tailed Morecambe's 20th century skyline, Warwick's Revolving Tower and the Polo Tower, each 150 feet or 46 metres high, and each with a spinning carousel. We hope that you've enjoyed this latest episode of our podcast, and you'll wish to listen to some of our others about the history and heritage of the Lancaster and Morecambe district. This particular one is number 295 from the Morecambe-Olger series by local historian Peter Wade, and published by Lancaster Civic Vision Weekly on our blog and news page at www.lancastercivicsociety.uk, and then press the tab Blog and News.